you'll be able to tell of my resurrection power. Because this endowment, this comfort that I prayed to the Father to send you, he shall come on you. He shall be in you. And you shall be empowered by him to be a witness. Amen. And Acts chapter 2, listen to me. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all on one accord in one place. Acts 2, 1. They were all on one accord in one place, verse 2, and suddenly there came what? There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Can you imagine that? You know the coming of the Holy Spirit. He did not just tip into this earth. No, no, no. I said he did not just tip into the, he came as a rushing mighty wind. Filled that house. And I can imagine every one of them shook. And under the present and the coming of the Spirit of God. And it says, certainly a sound, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled what? All the house where they were sitting. That means every crack, every crevice, every inch, every molecule. That the house was filled with his presence. Hallelujah. And now watch what happened when he got filled with his presence. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them, what appeared unto them? Cloven tongues, like as a fire. And you know what fire do. Anybody ever get in the fire on them? You ever mess around and get in some fire? What do? Just sit there and say, hey, fire. Hey, fire. It kind of warm, ain't you, fire? No. Woo! Woo! You're trying to get it off, cool down. He said, like as a fire. And it did what? Set upon each one of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means he made his abode. Ha. Matthew says, when John baptized Jesus at the River Jordan, right? He said, I saw the Spirit of God leave heaven in the body and shape of a dove, and I saw him come, and he lit up on Jesus. The same Holy Ghost that came on Jesus now has come on the 120. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And it said, set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled, not 12, but all. Isn't that right? They were all filled, not 12. So don't let nobody mislead you and think that the Holy Ghost is just for the 12 apostles. The Holy Spirit is promised to the body of Christ. I will say it again. The Holy Spirit is promised to the body of Christ. He was sent to indwell you forever, never to leave you. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, when I leave, I'm going to leave my name with you. I'm going to call you my body. Whatever you saw me do, you shall do also. Didn't he say it? He said it right then in this same chapter I'm reading, chapter 14 and verse 12. He that believeth on me, right? He that what? Believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That's what he said. That's what he said. So hear these men and women endowed with power from on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me get there. I think I can do that. Go ahead and, well, let me get there so I can follow you. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5 said, y'all stay with me now, because I'm headed somewhere. And that was dwelling in Jerusalem. This is verse 5. Jews telling us who were there. Jews, who else? Devout men. Where? Out of every nation under heaven. Keep going. And when this was noise abroad, the multitude, that means there was a bunch of folk. When you said multitude, that don't mean 22. Multitude came together and were what? Confound, confused. They didn't understand it. Because that every man heard them speaking in their own language. Hear these multitudes, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, had come to Pentecost. And they all spoke different dialects. They all spoke different dialects, different language. And hear these 120 speaking in all of those different languages. They could hear them. I'm going to say it again. They could hear them speaking. They understood what they were saying. And verse 7 said, and they were all amazed. They were amazed and did what? And marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these who? That's which speaketh who? Galileans. They're Galileans. They're from this area here. All I ever known them to speak the language, Galilean language, you know, Hebrew language. But they were speaking all these different dialects. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Can you understand me? Keep going. Thank you, Jesus. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Keep going. Parthenian. I'm going to do my best with these names. Medes. Elamites. The dwelling in Mesopotamia. And Judea. Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, keep going. Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, and about Cyrenia, stranger from Rome and Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabian. We do hear them speak what? In our own tongue, the wonderful works of God. Keep going. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, now watch them, what mean is this? What mean is this? Other markings say it, these men are full of new wine. They how right they were. But not the kind of wine they thought. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them,